This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A few days ago, a French company called Air Liquide announced it was building new fueling stations in the Northeast, two in Massachusetts, one in Connecticut, and one in the Bronx in New York City. The fuel in question, well, here's a hint, in the form of its exhaust. That is water shooting out of the back of a brand new $57,000-ish Toyota Mirai. Mirai means future in Japanese, and the car is a hydrogen-powered fuel cell electric vehicle. I recently visited the New York International Auto Show and got to take one for a spin.
I'm rolling through the yellow. I'm going for it.
These are very quiet vehicles, by the way. Hyundai and Honda make hydrogen cars, too. These cars are a bit controversial because hydrogen is very explosive. Many are still not allowed to move through some tunnels in New York City, for instance. But Toyota thinks they're an important part of our alternative fuel future. The company hopes to sell these cars in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and potentially Rhode Island later this year. I spoke with Ed LaRoque, Toyota's national manager for fuel cell vehicles, on the floor of the auto show.
We're standing next to a few different iterations of the Mirai here. We've got one with nothing on it except the sort of base of the vehicle. I see some tanks. There's oxygen involved. There's water. Walk me through it, man.
Yeah, so what you're looking at is a cutaway, and this shows all the componentry in the new Mirai. Mirai's been on sale here in the U.S. since October of last year.
Uh-huh.
Toyota's been working on fuel cell technology since the early 90s. The oxygen mixes with the power control unit, and the fuel cell stack creates a chemical reaction, which creates the energy. And then as you look at the rear of the vehicle, you see our two carbon fiber tanks.
Why carbon fiber reinforced?
The safety is an important one. We've done extensive testing, tested in extreme heat, crash tested, actually fired a 50 caliber bullet into it.
That sounds fun. Did you get to do that?
Unfortunately, I wasn't part of that test.
How does it get refueled?
In California, where we're based, and that was our first market to make this product available, there are 13 fueling stations available throughout the state.
Okay. Big state.
Big state, and we need to connect the state with this network of stations. And we hope by the end of this year, there'll be 40 stations in the state of California.
Okay.
Zero emissions, takes 3 to 5 minutes to fill, and the 312-mile range. So no compromise for the customer, but you have to have a place to fuel.
How much does it cost to fuel up?
Yeah, you know, right now it's about $40 to $50 for a fill, we call it. We're optimistic that the price of hydrogen will come down. It's about $10 to $13 a kilogram. You know, you compare a car that's maybe 25 miles per gallon. You know, if you're getting a fill that gets you 300 miles, you know, we're in that ballpark.
If I'm driving through the desert and I get thirsty, can I drink the water that comes out the back?
We don't recommend it. However, the only emissions from the Mirai is water, so...
But you won't say it's potable.
Well, we're working on that. We're doing some testing. We'll get back to you on that one.
Okay, fair enough. Ed LaRoque, National Manager for Toyota's fuel cell vehicles. Ed, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you coming by.